Friday Drive is partnering with the Sutton Jazz Festival. We interview all the artists that are at the summer event to be held from July 2 to September 3 in Sutton every Saturday. The Homebrew Dixieland Band is on July 2nd at 11 a.m. With me is Stanley Lake, who's also Artistic Director for Sutton Jazz. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks for doing the interview.
Dixieland Band is actually the first concert on July 2 for the entire festival, and it starts at 11 a.m. and it's going to be at Veterans Park in Sutton.
That's right. We're opening up the festival with that group playing music from New Orleans plus original compositions in the style of New Orleans.
What about the origin of the name Homebrew Dixieland Band? Where does that come from?
Well, when we first formed, and that'd be about 25 or 28 years ago, almost everybody in the group was making homebrew beer. And with homebrew beer, if any of you out there know or have tried, you never know the results. You never know what's going to happen, what it will taste like. And you have the same thing going on with jazz. I mean, you have a foundation, you have an idea of what you're going to play and the formation of the piece. But in truth, you never really know what's going to happen with the improvisational aspect of what you're presenting. So it's like beer making. It can be quite a wonderful surprise.
Tell us a bit about the members.
Well, a lot of the members are music teachers teaching in the school systems in the Eastern Townships. Guitar and banjo player Claude Prudhomme teaches at Waterloo in the primary school. Jean Levin, the percussionist, teaches in Sherbrooke at the high school. Simon Esterez, he lives in Sutton. He's our bass player, who sometimes is substituted by Michael Hines, who also lives in Sutton, who plays the piano, but he plays a wonderful bass with his left hand. We also have Sylvie Goupil teaching music in the Granby area on clarinet and saxophone. Dave Riley out of Montreal, he comes to join us whenever he can on trombone, and myself on cornet. And I live in Mansfield, very close to Sutton.
Homebrew Dixieland Band's been around for quite a while. As a matter of fact, you have performed in many venues in the Eastern Townships, but this is a chance for everyone to be able to see you in Sutton.
Yeah, we've been playing, as I think, about 28 years, and in Sutton, we've played in that area quite a bit for different festivals and different events. This time, we'll be in the park, in Veterans Park in Sutton at 11 a.m., as you mentioned, but also we'll be giving a more formal performance on September 3rd in the Parc Marché Public, where most of our main events and main stage will be. Those concerts are from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
And it's important to mention how the band is really inspired by New Orleans jazz, and you play the classics. Can you give us some examples of what people can expect on July 2nd?
We consider the music, a lot of it is a very toe-tapping, uplifting, hand-clapping music. But we also play dirges, you know, funeral. So we just finished playing for a memorial service in Mansfield. So we do all kinds of work. The music, very representational of the old music from the 20s and 30s, but we're starting to write more and more of our own music. Claude Prudhomme and myself are writing. That adds another flavor to it, and we stretch it a bit. We're not always New Orleans. We'll play some Henry Mancini. We'll play some Monk. It has a feel of a good six-piece New Orleans band.
Stanley Lake is the artistic director for Sutton Jazz, and he's also with Homebrew Dixieland Band. He's going to be performing at 11 a.m. July 2 at Veterans Park, 6 Maple Street in Sutton. The Sutton Jazz website is suttonjazz.com. Concerts are free. Stanley Lake, thank you so much for this.
You're very welcome, and thank you for promoting the whole event. That's great.
Have yourselves a great concert and a fantastic summer.
Thank you.